How you doing? This is Michael Mwenso here at the 17th annual Century Ellington Festival. We just heard a wonderful band. We're here with the great Vincent Gardner and also their director that just played. What's your name, sir?
Brad Davis.
Wait, where were you? Where's your band from?
We're from Anaheim, California.
And what's the name of the high school?
From Esperanza High School.
How you feeling? They did. It sounded great. How'd you feel?
I think they did a great job. They were a lot of fun, and I think they did exactly what they wanted to do, which is go out and swing and play a good concert, do a great performance.
Is this your first time at EE, or?
First time at Essentially Ellington, and it's been the best experience, you know, that we could ever have. So very, very thankful. We definitely want to try and do it again.
I hope so. And how is Vincent Gardner involved?
Vincent was our Jazz at Lincoln Center mentor. We met with him yesterday morning. He had really great feedback for the kids. We had a great time with him. And, you know, you just can't replace having really great mentorship and getting to have another great live musician, you know, in front of our kids.
Vincent Gardner is one of our great trombonists, arrangers extraordinary. How you feel, Vincent? How you feel they did?
Good. I feel really good now after I heard them. I feel great. They did a great job. They were relaxed. It sounded, you know, just like they did yesterday. You know, sometimes it's much different from the when we do the preliminary rehearsal and then they get on stage. Sometimes they're nervous. They weren't nervous at all. They had a good time, relaxed, swung, you know. It felt good.
How you feel the trombonist sound when you were doing that solo lead line?
Oh, on A Night in Tunisia?
On A Night in Tunisia.
Oh, man, he played that great. I mean, I knew he played it great yesterday. I expected nothing less. He played great. You know, I love it.
And what do you feel is important for young, you know, musicians to be playing jazz music today? How important is it in this era?
I think it's very important. I think it teaches them to be comfortable with themselves, to embrace a larger part of our culture, and to really help to learn to express themselves in a way that, you know, they don't often get to do, you know, in their math class. And it's a lot of fun for them. It's a great creative outlet, and it's a fantastic opportunity for them to learn to work cooperatively with other musicians and to learn about themselves. You know?
And how long have you been teaching your students?
This is my fifth year at Esperanza.
Is there a big jazz program there, or are you the only one trying to do it?
We have three really great big bands, two combos, and the other two bands and combos are at home watching now.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a great following, very great community, and supportive school staff. So we, you know, we're really thankful for that.
Okay. Is anyone else you want to say hello to back home?
I'd like to say hello to my beautiful wife, Kelly, and my young son, Parker. And thanks to all those people that helped us get here to Essentially Ellington, because without their support, we just couldn't have done this.
Thank you so much for speaking to us today, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Vince. All right.